In his Eid al-Adha message, UN Chief Antonio Guterres decried conflict and hunger in Sudan and Gaza.
This is the day in which every year I express to the Muslim community all over the world my wishes of Eid Mubarak. But my heart is broken to know that in Gaza, in Sudan, and so many other places, because of conflict and hunger, so many Muslims will not be able to celebrate it properly.
It will be 1 year on Monday since fighting broke out between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. Today, over 25 million people face a humanitarian crisis, according to the UN. Speaking in Geneva, Olga Serrado, a spokesperson for the UN Refugee Agency, said the crisis in Sudan has spilled over into neighboring South Sudan, Chad, Egypt, and Ethiopia.
As the war in Sudan continues to rage, with the country and its neighbors dragged into one of the largest and most challenging humanitarian and displacement crises in the world, the number of Sudanese forced to flee has now surpassed 8.5 million people, with 1.8 million of them crossing borders.
Marie-Hélène Vernier, the UNHCR representative in South Sudan, said the country is overwhelmed with a large influx of refugees and returnees from Sudan.
635,000 people have arrived to South Sudan since 15th of April last year, and that represent more than 5% of the population of South Sudan. So I think if we want to make a comparison, if we're talking about Germany, that would be 4.5 million people arriving in 1 year, in less than 1 year. And if we're talking about the United States, that would be 17.6 million people arriving in less than 1 year.
The daily average of arrivals in South Sudan since April 15th is 1,800 every day, according to UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency. Vernier echoed what many South Sudanese analysts and observers have pointed out regarding the devastating consequences of Sudan's conflict on South Sudan's economy, especially the oil sector.
In the past months, the economic situation in the country has deteriorated even further because the oil pipeline, South Sudan does produce oil, but it doesn't refine oil. And so all the oil that is produced in South Sudan goes to Sudan for refining and exporting. Since last month, that oil pipeline has been closed because Sudan is no longer able to maintain it due to the conflict. This has had a massive impact on the economy of South Sudan, the entire country, with incredibly rapid inflation of the South Sudanese pounds and just generally speaking, a lack of revenue getting into the country.
Despite the magnitude of the humanitarian needs, UNHCR says funding remains critically low. The 2024 Regional Refugee Response Plan is only 7% funded, a similar situation with the Humanitarian Response Plan for Inside Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.